This is Peter John with the DX Headlines. Spring 2016, the Netherlands changed its policy in medium wave broadcasting. No more high power licenses were given out. I've told about that last year in another DX Headlines. There are three types of licenses now, one for 100 watts on several frequencies and one for 1 watt all on one frequency. And in addition to that, a special event license that hasn't generated much interest until now. The 100 watt stations are coordinated. The 1 watt version simply must not have another 1 watt station within 1 kilometer distance. Hence the de facto limiting transmitter range is half a kilometer in case of a neighboring station. Transmitter equipment has to be bought for both 1 watt and 100 watt licenses, no home building. In spite of relatively high costs, the licenses are really quite popular. All around the country there are music stations and, in case of the 1 watt license, neighborhood stations. In addition to that, some legacy stations under the old rules remain. Of the handful of higher power stations remaining under the old rules, there is one special case. This is Groot Nieuws Radio, a station with a religious origin. They use a transmitter of the former prestigious location used by the Dutch public broadcasting organizations. Last year there was an announcement of the operator of the facilities. They had to stop early September of that year. The location would then be demolished. Stated was that Groot Nieuws Radio could continue on the new digital DAB Plus system that has been up in the Netherlands for some time now. Groot Nieuws Radio successfully fought that in court, stating that the mostly older listeners weren't ready to switch over to the new DAB Plus platform, but before all they had a contract until September 2017, not 2016. This year, early August, it became known that both operator and station had agreed that the station will stay on the air from the location until at least March 2018 to give the listeners the opportunity to get familiarized with the new DAB Plus platform. So the unique location in the Flevo polders, with two towers creating an almost perfect radiation pattern to cover most of the geography of the Netherlands, won't be demolished until at least March 2018. In my humble opinion, every country should keep up at least one large AM location just in case of large catastrophes. A transmitter can easily be built, but getting these Flevo antennas right, however, took more than a year in 1980 when they were built. This was Peter John for the DX Headlines on the mighty KBC.